You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is homeless. H-O-M-E-L-E-S-S. Homeless people have nowhere to live. 无家可归的。Here is an example. In the worst case scenario, you could become a homeless person. 最坏的情况是你可能会无家可归。无家可归的人不仅中国有，欧美国家也是存在的。全世界的 homeless people 给人的印象大多都是很可怜的，蓬头垢面的，露宿街头的。Yes, although our society is developing, there are still lots of homeless people around us. But, 意大利的流浪者这次就不一样了。In 2011, a 36-year-old Italian man couldn't afford anything to eat, so he stole less than $5 worth of cheese and sausages from a supermarket. He was caught and sentenced to a fine of 100 euros and 6 months in prison. 因为偷了不到5美元的食物，就被罚款100欧元加6个月的监禁，也是挺让人惋惜的。However, his fate has been changed this week. 意大利最高法院宣布了一项新的规定。Stealing a little food should not be considered a crime if you really need it. 如果你特别需要食物的时候，偷一点点不能叫做犯罪。What do you think about this rule? 无家可归的人实在没办法了，所以去偷一点点食物来填饱肚子，这样算不算犯罪呢？应不应该接受惩罚和谴责呢？ Tell us on our WeChat. Search for AYO English, A-Y-O English. 另外，我们正在制作零基础出国口语系列节目，会用简单、好玩又实用的方法教大家一些出国用得到的英语口语。但是呢，我们现在还没有想好名字，琢磨起一个好记、易懂又好玩的名字呢？你有没有什么好想法呀？快来告诉我们吧！如果你的创意被选中的话，我们可以给你定制私人手机铃声哦。Thanks! Talk to you next time!